You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of San Francisco spoke before the CECC, which is the Congressional Executive Commission on China. Here are her edited remarks.
When the Olympic Winter Committees begin tomorrow in Beijing, the Chinese government once again attempt to distract the world from a decades-long campaign of abuse and repression. But the United States and the international community know the truth. The People's Republic of China is perpetrating a campaign of gross human rights violations, including genocide. Over the next 2 weeks, it is our urgent moral duty to shine a bright light on the many human rights violations being perpetrated by the host nation. While we fully support and will root for our athletes, we cannot and will not be silent on human rights in China. For decades, the PRC has orchestrated a campaign of terror and repression, from the genocide of the Uyghur people most recently, to aggression against culture, religion, and language of Tibet, to crackdowns against the basic freedoms in Hong Kong, to jailing of journalists, activists, and dissidents throughout mainland China, and intimidation of Taiwan, and more. Yet the Chinese government works desperately to cover up their abuses, rewriting history and projecting a very different image to the world, or tries to anyway. Many in Congress have fought to ensure that the world remembers the truth of the PRC's human rights record and to hold them accountable, including by seeking to deny them the honor of hosting the Olympics. In 1993, Congress passed strongly bipartisan legislation calling on the IOC to reject China's 2000 bid, and we were successful then in doing so. Many of us again opposed China's 2008 bid. Sadly, the IOC chose to sell out on human rights in China. Now the IOC, aided by corporate sponsors, once again turns a blind eye with the 2022 Winter Olympics, just to bolster their bottom lines. As I have said, if we do not speak out against human rights violations in China because of commercial interest, we lose all moral authority to speak out against human rights violations anywhere. And that is why at a CECC hearing last May, I called for no official presence at the Beijing Olympics. Thanks to the strong leadership of President Biden, the administration has joined Congress in presenting a united front in this effort. And proudly, many nations have followed America's lead, including the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, Belgium, Denmark, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. Make no mistake, our athletes should participate. They've trained, they're disciplined, they've dreamed, they've aspired, they've worked hard. But this year, we must celebrate them from home as they compete in China. I would say to our athletes, you're there to compete. Do not risk incurring the anger of the Chinese government because they are ruthless. I know there is a temptation on the part of some to speak out while they are there. I respect that, but I also worry about what the Chinese government might do to their reputations, to their families. So again, participate, let us celebrate from abroad, and don't risk thinking that there are any good intentions on the part of the Chinese, the People's Republic of China government, because there are none. While you're competing, Congress continues to take bold bipartisan action to defend human rights in China and hold the Chinese government accountable. Most recently, the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, which was proudly signed into law in December, will harness America's economic might to make clear the genocide of Uyghurs must end now. And now, with our America Competes Act, which is on the floor of the House, we will take another strong step to help those who fear for their futures by designating Uyghurs as prioritized refugees of special humanitarian concern and pursuing a humanitarian pathway for Hong Kongers who feel political persecution. one of the most sinister forms of torture employed by authoritarian regimes, and certainly the PRC, is to tell the prisoners, nobody even remembers you. They don't know why you're in prison. With this hearing, we declare to all that who are suffering in the PRC under their abuses, America sees you, America stands with you, America will continue to fight for you. In that spirit of remembering and saying to the PRC, no matter what you do, we will not forget, we will not go away. Much of our activism when this started in Tiananmen Square, when we saw you crush the young lives and hopes and dreams of so many young people in China who were there to demonstrate for a better future. Crush them with your tanks and then try to erase from the history and the memory of people in China what happened that day. But we will persist. In that spirit, I'll close by quoting Lee Chun-kyan, a former legislator who has devoted his life to keeping alive the memories of those who died fighting for freedom in Tiananmen Square. He is currently serving time in prison simply for standing up for democracy. He said the following to the judge before he was sentenced this past fall, and I quote, "For 32 years, we have marched together in the fight to bring justice to those who put their lives on the line June 4th, 1989, and in the struggle for democracy. Despite setbacks, we are steadfast in our belief that the universal values of freedom, the rule of law, human rights, and democracy that we have been struggling for will one day take root in Hong Kong and China. And on that day, we will be able to console the souls who came before us."